Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Thursday, April 16th. Tesla has expanded the release of its new stopping at traffic lights and stop signs feature in the early access program, but it is issuing a strong warning when activating the feature. Quote, traffic light and stop sign control is designed to slow down and stop for visible traffic lights or stop signs that are detected when traffic-aware cruise control or auto-steer is engaged. Driver accelerator or stock confirmation is required to proceed through all traffic controls, including green lights. The vehicle will continue straight and will not make turns. The traffic light and stop sign control feature will not control for all intersections, therefore you must pay attention and be ready to take immediate action at all times, including braking. Now, the launch of this new feature is quite reminiscent of what Tesla did with the auto lane changes, and once it gathered enough data from the fleet, it allowed drivers to decide whether or not they want to turn off driver confirmation. Tesla has released a new Powerwall feature to allow owners to charge their cars efficiently during power outages using the home battery pack. Quote, during a power outage, your Tesla vehicle will charge from the Powerwall whenever it is above the threshold set in the Tesla app. Now, with the massive brownouts that have affected Northern California last summer, and they are expected to return, many households have been taking advantage of the monetary state incentives to prepare for these possible outages. Tesla vehicles are going to be able to drop you off and park themselves later this year, according to a new comment from Tesla CEO Elon Musk. As of now, Tesla owners can summon their car when it is already parked, triggering the vehicle to drive up to the owner. This feature has been working relatively well, but many owners don't find it all that useful. Last night via Twitter, Musk said, quote, we're working super hard on getting traffic lights and stops released. Reverse summon, or autopark, will be part of the core autopilot software upgrade for FSD later this year. EPA figures have been released for the upcoming 2021 BMW 330e, which goes on sale next month. It shows a modest gain in EV range, but unfortunately a slight downgrade to the miles per gallon. The gain in all-electric range has bumped up from 14 to 23 miles, and the gas efficiency, after the battery is depleted, was previously reported as 30 miles per gallon, but now it's down to 28 combined city and highway. It would seem that BMW made the classic old-school auto industry decision to emphasize performance over efficiency. Volkswagen is restarting production at its Zwickau plant on April 20th, 1 week ahead of most of the global factories set to resume. As it turns out, the much-anticipated ID.3 electric car, the first wave of new Volkswagen electric vehicles, is produced in that same plant. The move comes as the company acknowledges new challenges in meeting the European CO2 targets during the pandemic. Lucid Motors released new images of their EV factory in Arizona, and it's starting to look like something. Lucid has already persevered through challenges of raising capital, construction delays, and now the global pandemic, yet progress continues. For the first time, we can see the completed building, at least on the outside, and the project is starting to look like a factory. Their upcoming luxury model called the Air is slated for release in early of 2021. Ford has filed a trademark for the name of an EV charging network. And while at Electrek we like the idea of the possibility for an automaker to build its own charging network, the brand name for their chargers doesn't spark excitement. The logo features a blue and green gradient of Ford cursive lettering spelling out the word Fastor Charge, which is F-A-S-T-O-R-C-H-A-R-G. The logo also features a ubiquitous electric plug emitting from the top of the stylized letter F. Now, the filing was first spotted by a member of the Mustang Mach-E Forum Club. And if you're curious, the worst name I've ever heard was for a concept Volkswagen called the ID Rugdz, spelled R-U-G-G-D-Z-Z. Quite the doozy. Compare the Market, a UK-based car insurance comparison website, looked at the price of the Nissan Leaf in 49 countries. It pulled the offered price right from the official Nissan website for the latest model in February of 2020. The lowest price was $28,620 in Spain, and the steepest was Singapore at $110,326. Now, the difference in cost has almost nothing to do with Nissan, and everything to do with government vehicle tax and incentive structure. Of course, this isn't very scientific data, but if it reveals anything, it's how willing a country is to consider a vehicle a luxury item, and one that deserves to be taxed whether it emits pollutants or not. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, yesterday a federal judge in New York invalidated an October 2017 Environmental Protection Agency directive from the former EPA head, Scott Pruitt. The directive led to the EPA removing many of the U.S. top scientists from roughly 23 advisory committees. Judge Denise Coate found that the EPA failed to articulate any reason or provide any evidentiary basis for its decision. The Anglo-Dutch oil giant Royal Dutch Shell has announced that it intends to reach net zero by 2050 or sooner by selling more green energy to reduce its carbon emissions. The Shell CEO Ben van Beurden told investors today, quote, "Society's expectations have shifted quickly in the debate around climate change. Shell now needs to go further with our own ambitions, which is why we aim to be a net zero emissions energy business by 2050 or sooner. Society and our customers expect nothing less." A hedge fund manager, philanthropist, environmentalist, and former Democratic presidential candidate, Tom Steyer, wrote an op-ed for Green Tech Media titled, "A Pandemic is No Time to Pander to the Fossil Fuel Industry." The op-ed is dense with material, and here's a small excerpt. Quote, "Investing in clean energy isn't just a social investment in curbing climate change. It also makes basic market sense." A U.S. federal judge canceled a key permit on Wednesday for the Keystone XL oil pipeline that's expected to stretch from Canada to Nebraska. The Associated Press reports, quote, "Judge Brian Morris said the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers failed to adequately consider effects on endangered species, such as pallid sturgeon, a massive dinosaur-like fish that lives in rivers the pipeline would cross." Now, it's another setback for the controversial project, as a ruling could block construction through hundreds of water crossings along the Keystone XL pipeline route. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, with stimulus money rolling in the United States, Micah Toll has compiled a list of great electric bikes to purchase under $1,200. We encourage viewers to check out our YouTube channel for that and more exciting EV news and reviews. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.